This is Senator Al Simpson. Teenage pregnancies cost the federal government $22 billion last year. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Center for Population Options has just released a report telling us the federal government spent $22 billion last year to support teenagers who become pregnant. The study says one-third of all families started by a teenager eventually end up clinging to the public welfare system. It's turned into a vicious circle that widens with each passing generation. This is one battle in the war on poverty that America is really losing. We've been just barely holding the line for 20 years, but now these teen births are headed out of sight again. Ted, your welfare state policies just aren't working. Never did. You can throw money at this problem until America turns red, white, and blue in the face. But it's time to cut the cord. When teenage mothers get the word that Uncle Sam might not be their sugar daddy, maybe they'll get the message that getting pregnant isn't some lark, but a pretty serious responsibility.
Al, you're all heart. Heart. You don't blink at handing out billions of dollars to the rich through tax cuts on capital gains, but you sure draw the line at helping teenagers in trouble. No one condones chronic welfare dependency, but while some of us try to do something about it, you're busy saying no. You're against family planning programs that can keep teenagers from becoming pregnant, even though every dollar spent on those programs saves $3 in future costs for welfare, health care, and other services. You're against job training for people on welfare, the only real hope to provide the opportunity they need. You're against child care to help mothers on welfare willing to work so they will know their children are safe in child care they can afford. Before you pop off with any more lectures on the responsibility of teenagers, Al, you could stand a lecture yourself on the responsibility of senators. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the 1990 Census Undercount. Where did all the people go? Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.